Well, sure. You, especially when we keep them separate. Now, right now, we're using them to back each other up. But when they're separate and our UHF is in fusion mode, you know, especially if we ever get an internet connection to it, which I think we're supposed to, then we can use the rooms and, you know, use all the internet features of fusion. And, you know, that would be the UHF repeater. And then for local, the VHF repeater just on straight FM for or All-Star. I think we're going to have All-Star on the new one too. So All-Star or FM on the new repeater or on the VHF repeater. Yeah, I like it. It's, you know, as long as you can maintain them and, you know, they're both getting used. You know, that's the problem nowadays nationwide is there's so many repeaters that they're not getting used like they used to. Back in the earlier repeater days when there was only a few repeaters in every major city, they were heavily used, especially during drive time. Like the DART repeater here, during drive morning and afternoon drive time, was just continuously in use. You know, where now there's less people, you know, there's so many of our members that aren't working anymore, so there really isn't a drive time anymore. But as long as they're getting used and they're maintained, having two separate repeaters is great for them, as far as I'm concerned. As long as they're doing different things. WATOY.